is Ruth Williams.
Oh, hi, Ruth.
Who's this calling?
This is Mary. Thank you.
I thought it sounded like you, Mary.
President's Club member with her guest. And who else do we have that is the Silver Runner?
This is Karen Louise.
Oh, Karen Louise. You're the first one to send your name in after Mary.
Oh, great. Oh, Connie Midgarden from Bethel, Washington.
Hey, Connie.
Hi, Connie.
I like your name, Midgarden.
And my husband's a landscaper.
So did he make up the name?
No, they're farmers from Norway.
Oh, great. Okay.
This is Linda Nerstad. I'm doing listening mode with him at the memorial.
Linda,
Lisa. Lainey's on here, and Jean and Mark McNeil should be on as well. And they're running for Silver.
Come on, as soon as I get here.
Lainey Cobb. But I'm going to mute out because I'm driving.
Okie doke.
Ruth, this is Char, and I'm going to be on mute.
Hey, hi, Char. Nice to have you on the call.
I still need to ask you some questions.
We're always asking each other questions.
Good to hear your voice, Char.
Hi, Ruth. It's Mary Lou, and I'll be right back. I have to bring on a guest.
Hi.
Okay?
Yep. Great.
Thank you.
I was just asking about you.
You what?
I was just asking if you were here.
Oh, I'm here. Okay, I'll be right back.
This is Jean McNeil. I'm here also.
Oh, there you are. Good. Lainey just told me you were coming on. I thought you were.
I'd like to get the lady's name in Bethel, Washington.
Who's
Connie Midgarden.
Connie. Okay. Is that Linda you in Bethel? I will send you Connie's email, Linda.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Ruth. It's Angelique from Melbourne.
Pardon me?
It's Angelique from Melbourne.
Oh, there you are. Florida. She has to stay up a little bit late.
Uh-huh.
Angelique. What a pretty name.
Thank you.
Hi, Ruth. Hi. This is Evelyn.
Oh, there you are, Evelyn. I'm glad you're here.
I'm just wondering if Gwen's there already.
Gwen, are you here? I didn't get an email from Gwen, Evelyn. She didn't email me that she was looking for Silver.
She didn't get to email you?
No, uh-oh. I don't think I got one. She better hurry. She should get a free CD.
Yeah, she said she was going to do it right that up, because it's at work when I called her.
Okay, good. Mary Bernard, is Blanche on with us?
Blanche is not on yet. She's at her accountant for an audit, but she's going to get on if she can get out of there early, so I told her to just get on and she can get on, but Jay is on, her sponsor.
Okay. Yeah, Jay. Jay, what's your last name?
My last name is Jim Gucci.
Big grief.
That's what I said. Jim Gucci. It looks tough, but it's not hard.
I think I have
Jen, to yeah.
Okay, so if you don't like this email, I guess I've got the feeling.
It is. It's Japanese, so it's phonetic.
That's always handy. Smart people have something fantastic. It's a really nice name. Fun to say, huh? Jinguchi.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Let's see. Angelique from Florida is under Jerry Hickson, Char. Okay, I have for our Silver Runners Jay, Kinguchi, Karen Louise, Connie Midgarden, Jeannie McNeil, and Angelique. Did I miss anyone?
Ruth, I haven't been able to down.
That on the call.
Pardon me, Ruth? I didn't hear what you said.
Gwen is not on the call. She might be on the call in a few minutes.
Okay, thanks, Evelyn.
Ruth?
Yes.
This is Mary. I am planning on doing the run for Silver, too, this month.
All right. Mary Stanky has made Silver, and she is still got a small group, so guess what? She's going to do it again. Had a great idea. All right. Mary Lou, are you back?
I'm back.
And Mary Bernard?
I'm here.
Hey, you guys. Let's go at this and meet our people who are running for silver. I want to go over these qualifications really quick, if I can find the paper. You guys probably all have them right in front of you.
I do.
You want to read those over, Mary?
Sure. Be on auto ship. Read and reread Steve Shapiro's Listening for Success, which is an awesome book, very short. Have a list of 100 names. Have a 100% positive attitude. Agree to 3 to 5 presentations a week, all kinds. Attend a wellness preview or in-home each week or hold your own. Read the book, The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale, and listen to Jim Rohn's Building Your Network Marketing Business.
Okay, thank you, Mary. The reading the book, The Strangest Secret, we can read these two books and Listening for Success. We can do that throughout this week, this month, and listen to Jim Rohn's book. You know, I was talking to Mary Lou, and I said, we didn't have all this big bunch of books and things to read when we started. We only had a couple, and we just listened to them over and over because that way they can really sink in, we want to be sponsoring people and talking to people so much of the time that we want to really focus on that. So there are some really good books out there, and when we do a full quarter, we'll do more of them, but in 1 month, I thought maybe this was enough. Listening for Success, this little book is so awesome that I have talked to Lance Blair at Blue Ribbon Business. He's going to put a special price on them, and that will be listed on his website so that we can buy 5 or 10 of them and be able to give them as a gift for people when they sponsor. And you can tell people, when you're talking to them about this book, it will help your relationships with your family and everybody. If everybody learns how to listen like they do, and he teaches in here, and he really is teaching what I've been trying to teach people about building the fire from the bottom up. And when I call and visit with people, this is exactly the kind of thing I do. And so I think it's a really important book. And I think we should just memorize it. This is just the first intro. Why read this book? Has anybody read that part yet? I know that it's kind of short notice for having a book, but if you have the book and you read it and you want to make a comment, I'd love to hear it. Coaches also. Okay. We'll talk about that again next week.
Great book.
I read it a long time ago. All I know is that you ask a lot of questions and listen.
I'll just read you this first thing. I really like this first paragraph. It said, you only get to get good fruit by picking fruit. You don't pick any fruit, you don't get any bad fruit or good fruit. And when you interrupt someone, finish their sentence, talk too much, or respond too quickly, it's like stomping on the tree, even before it's had a chance to produce fruit. However, if you listen to someone and try your hardest to understand who they are, they will eventually produce ripe fruit for you. Some of what they say may be irrelevant, incorrect, or misguided, like rotten fruit. Some of it may give you the key to what motivates and inspires them to take action. In the course of a conversation, a person may say, I've always dreamed of working from home. That's ripe fruit. And that's exactly what we do. I sent you guys a copy of something very, very similar to what I have used all the time when I was building a business to keep the records of what people said. And that's exactly the type of thing that I was looking for when I was just visiting with them and just finding out about them. And then when I heard the right fruit, I wrote it down. And so then when I can have Dennis go back or something, I can call these people back. Anyway, and that's how we do it. How we get them to want to listen to us, because then we can talk to them about what they want with the bright fruit. I'm excited, Mary Lou and Mary, to visit with these guests. And so let's hear what they are so excited about with NECAN that they are running for silver this, and that they are, I want to hear what their plans are, how they're going to make silver. And so as we come to the people that are in your downline, if you'd like to pop up and say, hey, Jeannie or Karen or Jay, tell about this. And as long as we only take about 3 minutes or so on each one, I think we'll have plenty of time. So let's start out with Mary, because I think she sent her application. Mary Sankey, running for silver. Mary, tell us what I'm going to put this on. I think I'll just leave it. I'm not hearing much noise. I'll just leave it. Mary, tell us what got you, why you're so excited about NECAN. That includes past or present. And then tell us what your plan is, why you want to do silver again, and what your plan is.
Okay. Why I'm passionate about NECAN is, personally, it really changed my life and gave me my health back. And the business opportunity is just so phenomenal, and the timing, there's really a big need for it. So the timing's right, and products and the philosophy and technologies are just fantastic. And so I'm excited to be helping people. I'm focusing on young mothers that want to stay at home. So I think that makes it a little bit more exciting. And let's see, my upline coach is my mom, Sherry Martin. I'm not sure if she was able to be on the call tonight. She was going to try and call in. And then how I'm going to make silver this month is, let's see.
You're going to do about the same thing as you did before?
Like, yeah. Something similar. I do have three or four specific young mothers that I want to approach and let them know that I think they would be fantastic leaders in my group, and approach them the same way as I did with Hannah and Timmy last month that I did go silver. And then I have a lot of people who have told me they want to order product but haven't signed up yet or given me a definite. So I need to get all of that organized. I'm finishing up my list today. And then I still have contacts on my 100 list of people that I haven't contacted yet at all. So I'm going to be focusing on contacting them this week, earlier, you know, in the month as possible. And inviting them mainly to dial in to a webinar or ask them if they would watch a DVD or a CD or do one-on-ones or three ways. It's just whatever people need, I am planning on doing. So it should be exciting.
I think you have a really good way with approaching people and getting them to listen to you. Mary, tell me what tell the other folks here, what is your background?
I am a chemist by education, and focused on biochemistry, and worked in many government research and development labs for 3.5 years. And then my parents, I am sponsored into NECAN under my parents, and they have been in NECAN for 15 to 16 years. So I've been exposed to the products a lot, and I know they work. Seen them change a lot of lives. So that's a little bit about my background.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you.
We'll be excited to see how it goes in this first week. Have you got the people that you're going to do your 3 to 5 presentations with? How many do you think you're going to be getting in contact with this week?
Ruth?
How many do you think you'll have to talk to get your 3 to 5?
Well, I'm planning on using the rule of thirds. So 3 to 5, I need to, I think, be contacting at least 15 people a week. So
okay.
That's kind of the number I had come up with, but I'm open to suggestions.
Well, one of the things, you know, you talk about people saying, oh, you know you're going to have to talk to this many to get so many, but, you know, one of the things I like to do is have the attitude that everybody is going to be excited about it.
Okay.
And so I'm going to be I would be willing to say that I'm going to approach 10 just to make sure, but all 10 of them are going to want to do it, right?
Okay.
Maybe not the business, but at least the product.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
So that's 100% positive attitude, I guess.
Okay.
I remember being very shocked when somebody told me no, and I know you had a really high, but just because of the pleasant way that you have of visiting with people, and of course, knowing a lot of people makes such a difference. Okay, thank you, Mary. Let's go ahead so we'll have plenty of time for everyone else. Let's go to Angelique, since she's clear back over there in Florida.
Okay. My passion is to help my autistic son, as well as my
Angelique, family. I can't hear you very well.
I said my passion, can you hear me?
Yes. Let me have a little bit of background first. I should have asked that to begin with.
Oh, my background?
Just briefly, yes.
Okay, I did 9 years in the Air Force active duty, and then I became a mom. And then I had another child that had autism, and I've been going to school, doing a dual major, getting my degree in business management and human resources. I graduated Mother's Day weekend. 2008.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. And let's see, my passion is to, you know, to help my son with autism as well as my family. And the second thing that got me was the business part of MECAN, because I haven't started a job yet, even though I just got my degree, but I don't want to have to start a job.
Uh-huh.
And how I'm going to try to run for silver is planning on doing a 21 water call this month. And to contact more people on my 100 list and to talk to lots of people and listen and ask them questions.
Okay. Angelique, when you contact these people on your 100 name list, what are they going to do with them?
I'm sorry, what is that?
What are you going to try doing with them?
Sharing the business with them as well as the products.
Okay. Are you going to have them over for an in-home, or are you going to go see them?
Oh, well, most of the people I know because I just moved to Florida or back in North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Okay, are you the one that has a squeaky door?
No.
Okay. I'm going to put this in presentation mode then. Sounds like Frank laughing.
In the chair.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
All righty. Okay. All right. So are you going to do some WebExes, or do you have upline in North Carolina or South Carolina, whichever one you said?
Well, I think my upline is in South Carolina, but I had sent an email today to one of my contacts about Dennis's presentation tonight.
All right. Okay. They up late for that one, or the one at 6 o'clock. Did they watch it?
I'm not sure which one they got on yet.
Okay.
The 6 or the 9.
Okay. Look on the 9. And Jerry Hickson going to be helping you?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Well, welcome to our call, Angelique. Glad to have you here on our team.
Thank you.
Okay. Jeannie McNeil. Are you there? Jeannie McNeil on the host code. Jeannie, if you're not live on the host code, dial back in on ones and use the code at 1032123 pound. Please. How about Tawny Midgarden? Are you with us, Tawny?
I am.
Awesome.
I got into NECAN 2 years ago because of the freedom that I saw that it offered, and it could help our family achieve our dreams financially and be together. I'm a dental hygienist for 11 years, and I have three little boys. And I see NECAN as it's my plan B, and it's going to be my plan A. So I am excited to run for silver this month because I see that it's just the cornerstone of this business. And, you know, you have to go through silver to be anything else in this business. You have to be silver. So I'm excited to do that. And I should get at least three presentations this week from people that I tried to get into the process last month and who just couldn't do it. So, and I have a variety, you know, I kind of talk to the person and see what way works best for them, whether that's a WebEx or I have a coworker that I want to bring over and do a presentation with and walk them through a wellness tour. Other people that I'll probably take my DVD player and show them the first look. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think of what else. I have about 78 names on my 100 name list, and I do have people that I will go back to that I haven't ever talked to on that, and in addition to doing that, my goal is to prospect and get a number of one person a day.
Oh, one new contact a day.
Okay. One new contact a day.
And I think, can I speak up there, Ruth?
Sure, please do.
I think with Tawny's unshakable belief in what she has a hold of, she comes across that way, and she's going to be like Mary Stanky and I think if she talks to a person a day, she'll probably be getting them on they'll be taking a look at everything because she just comes across that way, just like Mary.
I got a number today at the grocery store this afternoon after I talked to you, Mary Lou.
I knew she would. See? So just like you, Ruth, you know, you expect everybody is going to be interested, and that comes across with Tawny, too. So.
Great.
And she does have those three boys and a full-time job, so.
I don't keep them busy.
So sometimes I need a push and ideas on how to get out. I do well with getting names and numbers when I get out of my routine. So I need sometimes a little kick in the pants, I told Mary Lou, to get myself out of that rut.
You know, Tawny, that's a good point. To think about for everyone is that we all need that, and the only way I found to do it is to schedule it and say, okay, this is the time I have to go. And sometimes what I've done is have it be a certain day, and then I have to get more than one because I'm just doing it all in one day. Put it on the calendar.
Thanks, Ruth.
That goes to set a goal you can control. And that means put it on a calendar, and then that's your plan and a goal, and so you can control it by putting it on there and getting it done. Can't always control what the people do, but certainly we can control what we do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Awesome, Tawny. Go silver. Karen Louise, you seem awfully excited. What's your background, and why are you excited?
Well, I'm excited. First of all, well, let me give you a little bit of my background. I married my high school sweetheart. We have one son who's had some health challenges since the age of two, was in and out of a wheelchair when he was younger, and has had several different autoimmune diseases through the years. So I've always been looking for alternative things to kind of help him lead a healthy life. So he's now 26, part of my team, and he's very healthy, and I'm very excited about that. I don't have to be spinning those plates to try to keep all those things in balance. So, and what I'm looking at is that I have a plan to inspire and enrich the lives of others around the world, and in turn, my family will live a life in harmony and balance with God's will. And what I'm looking to do is be able to share the webinars and sit down in coffee shops, do more phone, ABCs, make sure, and also share the beautiful compensation, unprecedented, and any other CDs or DVDs that you advise. And one other thing I found out that really works quite well for me is I've started taking, I have four cats, but one of my cats, she's really good at riding in a car and going into PetSmart. So I put her in the basket. She sits there like a little kid and is not even afraid of dogs coming up or anything, but I noticed that it attracts people. People from all over the shop come to see this cat sitting in a basket because they're not used to seeing a cat.
Yeah, they usually run off.
And so I've done it as a game to see how many people I could attract. And Annie, my cat, she doesn't know this, but she's going to the store in a couple days, and we can see if we can gather up some names and numbers and see what happens.
Well, there's a lot of around here.
She's a magnetic cat.
Was it June Silva used to take her dog? Somebody used to take the dog and stand it by Home Depot or somewhere. And everybody would come and talk about the dog. Now here we have Karen Lee's out there come people talk to her cat.
Yeah.
It works. Actually, it works, Karen. I know it works.
Actually, June Silva has, she has get-togethers for other people that have dogs at her house. They don't know they're coming to wellness home tours.
Well, what is she calling it? A dog in home or something? Bring your dog
in home, yeah. So whatever works. And I'd like to say something about Karen Louise if I could too, because I'm so proud of her. She has kind of, let me see. She's really stepped up to the plate and calls me often, and as she's collecting names, she doesn't want to blow it. She's very, very, very coachable and teachable, and she really, really wants the help and the advice, and I have to really applaud her for that, because a lot of people want to do it on their own when they're, and I have to give her a lot of credit for that, because I know that was difficult for her to do, but she's doing it.
Oh, she's found a good way. Let the cat lead the way.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
It'll work. Good. Thanks, Mary Lou. And thank you, Karen. Well, we're excited. Don't forget, did you have your 100 name list? How many do you have on there?
I've got 150.
Wow, awesome, Karen.
I started listing all my Canadian relatives, and it really grew in size.
All right. Now, where do you live, Karen?
I live about 25 miles north of Seattle. I've got an Edmonds address, although we're supposed to be part of Mukilteo pretty soon. So just south of Everett.
All right.
For those that live in Washington and know the area, so...
Okay, well, 25 miles north of Seattle, I'll tell everybody. All right. Lots of pet stores in this area.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And I'm also planning to go to, I belong to the Mukilteo Chamber, and they've got an after hours this Thursday, and so it's a great place to kind of do a meet and greet and collect some cards and talk to people. And I'm so blessed to have musicians in my family. And they're already set up to do some coffee house concerts.
Great.
So I think that'd be a great way and a little more creative to get people to kind of to listen. So
okay. I've been making notes here.
She is collecting names and stuff, and she's doing a good job of listening, and then she finds out what she needs to do, and so often a lot of us fall off because we don't do our follow-up quickly enough, and that's one thing Karen Louise is really working on.
Okay. Good point, Mary Lou. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's go for Jeannie McNeil. Jeannie on host now. Are you here to talk with us?
I'm here.
Oh,
hey.
Right. Is it Jean or Jeannie?
It's Jean. Whatever you want to call me, it's okay.
Okay. Jean, how about your background, where are you from, and your background a bit.
I live in Cambridge. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I've got three girls. One's going to college next month, and I have a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Okay, so stay-at-home mom. You have your 100 name list?
Yes.
All right. And what is your plan? Do you have some people in your organization already?
Not really. We have some people in the organization, but it's not, I need to build that up.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what is your plan? You're working with Elaine, with Elaney?
Yes.
And what is your plan? Are you going to be doing 21 Club? Are you going to do in-home seminars? What's your plan?
We're going to do a 21 Club, and I hope to get a couple of people on Saturday's webinar. And then continue calling off my 100 name list.
And then what do you do after you talk to them, if they're interested?
I invite them up to the house to go through, the in-home.
Okay. Invite for an in-home. All right. So most of the people on your list must be in that area.
Pretty close.
All right. Mary Lou or Lainey, do you have anything else to say about that? Jeannie?
I have something to say.
All right.
This is Mary Lou. Jean knows a lot of people. I mean, she just told you she's got all those names on there, and she's got incredible credibility with these people. And she just needs to be encouraged to use us, me, Lane, more often, because I think sometimes she thinks that she's putting us out. But she is a great gal, and I know that she knows this is going to be hers and her husband's future. So she's got an unshakable belief in this business, and her whole family loves the product. So she's an awesome gal, and she's going silver, right, Jean?
Yes.
Yes, she is. She is. She's
well,
ready.
Everybody sent me a letter so that they could get a CD, and if they get a CD, then they're going to make silver.
Yep.
So awesome. All right, let's go to Minnesota and talk to Mary Bernard and then to California with her guest, Jay. Jay, are you on the host code?
I believe so. Can you hear me?
I can. That's great.
Okay.
All right. And so where are you in California? What's your background? And why are you excited about NECAM?
Okay, I am located in San Jose, California, and my background is I've had a pretty good career for the last 12 years in the mortgage business, and made a lot of money, but really worked so hard that my health started to deteriorate with high blood pressure and diabetes, my blood sugar is high. So it's all timing for me because the mortgage business seemed to crumble in the last couple of years, and this was great because I was open to a new opportunity. One of the things that I'm excited about, no one really has said this, but for me, it's like, the business end of it, very exciting for me. I have an opportunity to make a lot of money, but have a good, lifestyle, have a good balance in life without killing myself, and then also to help people, to make a lot of money and help people is awesome for me, so when I got a chance, I finally got a chance to meet, I spent about 4 hours with Dennis, because I actually picked him up when he came to San Jose, and we drove Santa Cruz in February, and that was really the thing that changed my attitude, and that's when I really got into NECAM, and right now I just consider myself I'm a distributor. I mean, an independent wellness consultant and a distributor for NECAN, and this is my business full time. So this is what I want to do, and this is what I'm going to do. And I plan to be very successful at this and surpass the my mortgage business with the NECAN business. So, you know, my plan is to keep going. I have a list of 100 people, but I really want to try to focus on, I have signed up Blanche. You heard about Blanche. And I want to try to get, you know, some more Blanches because she's awesome.
He's going to tell us about now. Blanche. Is Blanche here?
I don't know if she's on yet. But, so, you know, she's a real sharp person, and she's very motivated. So if I can, you know, get some more people like her, I'm going to be doing very well.
Looking forward to meeting with her. But
right.
Mary Bernard told me something I thought was an indicator. She said that you were going to pick somebody up to take them to a meeting. And what did Blanche say?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You're going to pick somebody up to take them to a meeting, a NECAN meeting? And
right.
And what did Blanche say to you?
I believe she was talking about if they couldn't get there themselves, maybe. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
If they could
get
their own.
I told Ruth, and this is Mary, sorry, I told Ruth about Ron. I was talking about Blanche, how laser focused she is.
Right.
I've never seen anybody so laser focused, and I told Ruth she even hired, she has a maid, a babysitter, and a cook. So she
That's
sits
right.
in her office at 7:30 in the morning, has lunch with her son, plays with him a little bit, back in the office, till dinner, has dinner with her husband and her son, plays with her child for a little bit, is back into the office. She is laser focused. I have never seen anybody like that in my life. I'm learning from her. But
she even hired her husband?
Pardon me?
Did you say she hired her husband?
She hired her husband?
Did you tell me she hired her husband?
Her husband's aunt. Her husband's aunt who lives with them.
Oh, okay. I missed that part.
Yeah, so she lives with them, yes. So she, in fact, when she started with NECAN, that's what she said, that's the first thing I'm going to do. But what the situation was, you know, Blanche is, she's looking for very qualified people, okay? And there's no monkey business. And if she doesn't see them as qualified, she's not going to spend the time, okay? Well, anyway, Jay had a fellow that he was going to drive to Blanche's house, which was a half an hour drive, and then drive him back, and then come back for a training that we were doing. So I was messing up our time, and Blanche actually had smoke coming out of her ears because she says, if this man is serious about the business, he's going to drive himself. He does not need anybody to hold his hand. But Jay has a huge heart, so he brought him. And we've learned a lesson, haven't we, Jay?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. But anyway, that's what Ruth and I were talking about today. Here's the person that is, you're both going to Human Being More Training in Irvine, and Blanche knows some people in that area. She's already connected with them and has invited them to Dr. Jackson's presentation. How many ProPacks has she sold this month? Two or three?
Yes, yep. And we know that we have some more that she has sold to people just that are out of town or whatever. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that definitely sounds like Jay has an ace in the hole. To be running for silver when you have someone who is also running for silver. It just means you have to hustle and be sure you've got your other seniors. Do you have your other seniors yet, Jay?
Yes, I do.
You're really coasting down the hill.
Yes, he's all set. Jay's a bronze, so he's going to really benefit financially with the position that he's in, being a bronze. And he's continuing to look for more Blanches.
That's correct. That's my goal.
We're all looking for more Blanches than Jays.
I especially wanted Evelyn here to hear about Blanche, since you told me she came from the Philippines.
Right, right. Blanche came, and I hope I told her that, you know, she said she'll be on the call for sure next week, and you'll feel her energy. She came from the Philippines, I think, when she was 15, extremely poor, and as a young teenager, said, you know, nobody's going to do it for me, so I have to figure it out if I'm going to have a life. And she figured it out, and she's been successful at everything she has done. I mean, she was making, Jay is very modest. Jay and Blanche were making about $1 million a year in the mortgage business. So they're very, very successful people, and they know how to work hard. They've got a lot of credibility. They've got a great attitude. They've been down in the dumps. They've had to pick themselves up, and you know that happens in anything that you do. And, you know, just keep going forward, because they have a huge vision of time and freedom within the next 5 years.
Awesome. Well, we're very excited to have you, Jay, and your Blanche on the Silver Run with us. And I think that I'd like to know, that was one of my questions. I want to know if anyone else has a builder in their downline that is also wanting to build, because some of the people listening in here are people who want to build, but they just want to sponsor a few people before they get started so that they have more than one person running. So it's almost like running for gold. And we find a few people and have that kind of attitude. Like Blanche has, a business builder should be able to drive. But one other comment about that is that we certainly do want people who are going to just want to use the water as well. But it reminded me when we started, and I didn't even ask them if they wanted to come to the meeting. I just told them to get there early if they wanted to get a seat. And there was no way I was driving anybody. When you see this business, you realize what it offers. And if you have the attitude like Mary and Jay are talking about Blanche has, then that gives people confidence that this is something that they've got to go and look at.
Mm-hmm.
So it is kind of a little bit of an arrogant attitude, but at the same time has the kindness of helping people to learn about the products too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mary, do you have anything else to add at this point?
Well, you know, one other thing, I was talking to Blanche today, and, you know, she's on the phone calling her coworkers who have all lost their jobs, of course, and she called this fellow, and he says, so what are you doing? And she says, I found the job that's going to allow me to retire in 5 years. And his response was, if you think it's credible, I'm in. Just let me know when we can get started.
Wow.
And see, she's got that kind of credibility. And so if she says, now this gal is 37 years old. She's very young, but she's extremely business savvy. And she has so much credibility. So, you know, everybody, go on your credibility. Take your strong suit and sell yourself, you know. But she has such credibility that when she called him, he didn't even ask what it was. He said, I'm in. Just let me know when we can get started. Because what she said it with such confidence. There's not a doubt in her mind. And, you know, and if he would not have been positive, she would not have tried to convince him. You know, she would have just moved forward.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't bother her. And she did her own preview this last Saturday, her first preview. I mean, I did one when I was out there. Actually, I met Jay for the first time in 4 years. Let me tell you a lesson about Jay. Jay was introduced to Nikan 17 years ago and bought a pair of Magstiffs. Right, Jay?
Yep, that's correct.
Yep, and actually, didn't you have some paperwork from Dennis Williams and Dave Johnson? Didn't you have a brochure?
I had somebody gave me or faxed me some telephone numbers back then of people in the Washington area, because my brother was living up in Faircrest at the time, and I actually have some relatives in Seattle. So they sent me a fax, and I had it, and it had numbers of, like, Dennis and Dave Johnson, and some people out there in the area to contact if I was out there.
And that's, okay, going back 16, 17 years ago. Well, Jay joined NECAN about 3.5 years ago, Jay. And Jay, of course, was very busy with the mortgage business, but he ordered some products, okay? And then he let his membership dwindle, but rejoined. And actually, like Jay said earlier, the timing was right for him. So here's the lesson for everybody, including myself. I usually stay in touch with people, and Jay and I always had nice conversations. I never had met Jay. We just talked on the phone. And actually, he was due for getting filters for his air systems that he bought 2 years before. So I just called to say, hi, how are things going? And, you know, you probably should be thinking about getting air filters for your system. And Jay says, well, it's funny you should call because I've been kind of thinking about NECAN and taking another look at it. And it was me staying in touch. And it's not that it took a lot of time. And I mean, I talk to Jay maybe 3-4 times a year. I just call to say hi and how are things. Well, this last time, just this follow-up and staying in touch, the timing was right for Jay. He needed the product, and those were the two key things. Follow up, because timing is everything, and when the timing is right, you never know what's going to happen, just like it has in this case. And I will tell you, I spent 5 days with Jay and Blanche and some of their other leaders. I will tell you that they are blowing NECAN out of the water in that area. They are extremely credible, hardworking, motivated, kind, passionate people with a huge vision, and they are going places.
Now, everybody, go find some people who used to have a mortgage business.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Went out of my head. Oh, I know what else. You know what then Mary did after she had talked to Jay? She called me and told me about Jay. And she told me where he lived. And I said, Dennis is going down there this week.
Yes, that's right. That's right, Ruth. And that was so key. That was so key because that happened when I talked to Jay with February. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, there's the rhythm of the business. And I think I talked to Ruth, and you must have told me there was the rhythm in that area. So I called Jay, I invited Jay to come to that, and then Jay and Dennis must have talked and arranged for Jay to pick Dennis up at the airport and take him to the rhythm event. And so he had a lot of time to talk to Dennis. And what was your reaction, Jay, with Dennis?
You know, anybody who would spend or had the opportunity to spend 3 or 4 hours with Dennis and didn't totally fall in love with NECAN, you know, something's wrong with him. You know, because he was just talking to me, and then he shared his, he has that big leather-bound, you know, notebook with all the pictures and everything. So we talked a lot, and after that I was just like, you know, I've got to do what he's doing, you know. What a great life and business and everything that he has. So, you know, I basically want what Ruth and Dennis have for my family. You know, that's my goals and my dreams.
And Jay, thank you. And what I want to say here too is that help is just a phone call away. In this situation, I was able to call Dennis and Ruth, and they were very happy to help me, and it made a huge difference. And so I can't say, you know, enough for Dennis and Ruth and how you motivate and help and provide with these webinars and these calls and all the things that you do that you make so readily available for us to use. You know, it's basically us, we have to do is find people and
make connections like this and support each other. But I can't thank you enough for all your efforts, time, energy, everything that you put into making this happen.
Okay, well, thank you, Mary. I know that everyone, all believers in our group, do everything they can to help their people in this. And everyone who's building, I mean, that's the kind of people we find in MECAN, people that want to help other people. So that's exciting. Before we get to the hour, I want to be sure and ask if there's anyone else that has gotten on late that is a silver runner for the month of July that we haven't talked to.
Ruth, this is Kathleen Miller.
Kathleen, hi.
I got on the call, and it was just a few minutes after it started. And although I was excited to run for silver, I'm going to prepare to run for silver.
Right.
I've been a stay-at-home mom, and I was introduced to this, 10, 12 years ago, and I could see it immediately, and I wanted it. But I haven't done it. I just kind of supported everybody else, and so I've decided if I must support everybody else, this is exactly a good thing for me. And
okay.
I am I'm so excited about it that I used to spew all over, and now I'm trying better. I am a good listener. And I'm going to listen to the people I talk to, and I'm going to listen to my upline. That's Shalee Duncan and Ruth Williams. And they'll help me framework this a little bit, but I'm going to call a lot of people since I don't have anybody in my downline anymore. I'm calling a lot, and then I'm going to get their email addresses, and I'm going to email them invitations to the calls and the webinars,
mm-hmm.
and then follow up and see what I get with that.
Great. I'm glad you spoke up, Kathleen, because being on the call as a prep to run for silver is an important thing to do for everybody. So get on here and listen to these people and see that next week we're going to be finding out what they have done this week. And then you'll know the things that you'll be needing to be doing more, and you'll be able to kind of compare how you did with how they did. And I think it's a good idea to have a few people in your organization before you do the actual run. 5 to 10 would be excellent. And I know when you run with only 3 or 4, then when you're silver, you only have 3 or 4. And it's hard to get that $2,000 volume with only that many people. So let me get a bunch of everybody on AutoShip as we go along and getting them on there. And so we have a few people, and hopefully, boy, to have somebody like Jay has with some business builder under you, that is just as much as you could ask for. But even if you have a few who are also in the prep stage, and wow, what if you had 3 people in the prep stage in August, you'd have them all on that run for silver call, and you'd end up being gold. That wouldn't be too bad. But the people on the prep one now, each time, will be listening in on the 777 mode, and so only the people who are actually running will be on the host code. But I'm so glad you spoke up, Kathleen.
Thank you.
And so that we can explain this prep stage. So we'll
Thank
be working right with you.
Uh-huh. I can
okay.
tell that, and I really appreciate it.
Okay. Good. Thanks. So anyone else? Any coaches have anything to say?
Ruth, would you just maybe clarify, now this is going to be a weekly call for people that are running for silver, and can we add people to the calls, or is this a group that has started now that is going to just stay together?
We have 6 people here, and what I think that we'll talk to the people who want to run and see if it's better for them to be starting to run, or if it'd be better for them to be on the prep team that is listening.
Okay.
So
okay, I see, I see. Okay.
And then sometimes we may move people around on and off.
Okay, so how long is this group running? How long? I mean, do you have
this
certain amount of weeks?
This is a silver in July one right now.
Oh, this is silver in July, okay.
Each month we'll be doing silver in that month probably.
Okay, okay. Okay.
It depends on how many. If we have people, we'll decide what to do for August. If the prep people may end up being active for our whole, if we're running
okay.
the whole quarter, But we've been running a Monday call for a long time, and we're just going to keep doing it. We really, really like it, but I really like to see us. I'd love to have us have enough people so we have at least six on a call every month who are running.
Okay.
We've been doing these calls, and we've been talking about our contacts. We've been talking about having our presentations, but we need to be talking about running for silver.
Right. That's right. So would you like Blanche on? I know she would like to be on next week.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah, she's solid.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and everyone that sends in their commitment, and I send them their host code, and then they will get the Jim Rohn CD for the month that they're going, but we probably won't send too many out. I already knew about Blanche, and so I'll include her. What else to say, Mary Lou?
Well, I was just wondering if we've got, Ellen thought Gwen was going to be able to get hers in. So if she got hers in tonight, is she able to
I think we can
down?
Handle nine.
Yeah.
I think we can handle eight or nine.
Okay.
Okay, each coach needs to be talking to you during the week, at least about halfway through, to see if they're getting their presentations done. They need to talk to them about that, see how they can help them. You should be talking with your person that you're coaching every day. If you're running for silver, you need to be in contact every day. And so this is a big thing. Another thing I wanted to say is if you can get them to group presentations, that's number one fastest way to build, because you can get more at a time. But,
right.
Also, Mary Lou and I are talking about this. Mary Lou, why don't you go ahead and tell why you thought that group presentation is best?
Well, I think the group presentation is best because, number one, they can see what kind of people are attracted to NECAN. You hear other people's testimonies right there. You can see that, you know, that this is real. That usually the products are there. The synergy of the people in the room is absolutely incredible. There's wonderful, wonderful energy there. And people that come to the previews usually, you know, for a long time, I wanted to be at those previews every single week because I was working in a really terrible, negative environment, very competitive. And that was my breath of fresh air every Thursday to be at that preview and be around all those positive, like-minded people. So that's why I think the group presentations are the very most important. And then the other thing is some people, there are no wellness previews in their area. And Ruth and I talked, too, about, you know, making the webinars more real, and those that do have the cameras at the end, you know, not during the presentation or whatever, but maybe at the end when people want to come on, the people that have the cameras, I think if it kicks them on, that's going to also help those people that are in the remote areas to realize that there really are, you know, real people here, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's more fun to do those together when we have more than one of us together, with more than one of us to do a presentation than just... Thanks a lot.
Hello,
and I will turn my camera on.
Okay.
The
question.
Yes, very good. Those are the things that you said. The reason I say it's number one is to have them in a group situation is because if you could get 3 to 5 people into a presentation, you have your 3 to 5 all done. And we never had any time when we started, and so that's what we had to do. We funneled everybody into one. And what I found is that people believe they could do it because the big problem is not enough time. How are you going to get these 3 to 5? Well, we've heard people doing them on their lunch hour and before breakfast and after dinner and all kinds of times. But if you could do them all in one day, everybody sees that they can do it. They can set aside 3 hours a week for that presentation and funnel those people in there, especially if it's a webinar. And then follow up, you've got to have them taste the water and have the mag step test and everything somehow. Maybe they'll order their own products and do it for themselves or do it for other people, but you know, there's got to be that coaching there and that visiting, that relationship building. But people, the thing is that people think they don't have time to do it, or if we're working so hard or running after somebody and taking them back and forth to meetings, they aren't going to, they're going to say, I don't have time to do that. Or if we are buying everybody dinner or something, they'll say, I can't do that. You have to be duplicatable. That's what we're talking about with duplicatable, things that people can do. And so the 21 clubs even, if you do them in little clumps, or have the people kind of come to you, so it's easier for you to do it, then people will see how they can do it. And now you can do business ones, you can do water ones. People will say, you know, I can do this. Give people a drink of water, I think I can do this. So,
yep.
Duplication is a key factor, and our time is up. Anybody have anything important that they need to say before we close?
Well, Ruth, let me ask, add just one last thing to this, you know, and I haven't said anything all night long. I've been listening, keep my mouth shut, but the critical thing, too, is if you continue to listen every time, you learn something every time, and it builds your confidence, and your talk changes, and that also helps you as you see others respond to you, because now your delivery is improved because you are continually listening to what we would call the pros, Dennis and Ruth and Mary Lou and others. And that's what helps me, and it just keeps me inspired. I just listened to the webinar tonight, and I picked up something new. And so it keeps you energized, it keeps your confidence up, it continues to build your story. And so, you know, even if you don't have someone, be on the call, and you're the better for having done so. So anyway, things are working good for me, and picked up four new prospects this week, so things are looking good. So good session, Ruth. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Be talking to you shortly. And so everyone, listen to the CD every week. Find your favorite one, listen to it the whole week, and read your, get your list for success, and we'll talk to you again next Monday, same time. And hopefully you'll be bringing people on the webinar next. Bye.
Right, thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Bye-bye.
You bet.
Bye-bye.